Prior to working through this unit, I believed that information, media, and internet literacies were essential lessons in the classroom. I believe that it is my responsibility as a teacher to incorporate these literacies into my teaching and ensure that my students reach proficiency in these literacies. Despite my daily use of the internet and a wide variety of media outlets, I feel I have only begun to see all of the resources available. I believe as a teacher that it is my responsibility to prepare my students for the real world and equip them with the resources to succeed in their future ventures. I believe that we can best reach our students when we engage them in conversation that is both meaningful and relevant to their lives. As teachers, we have so much competition for students' attention, it seems silly to me that we would try to shut out those media outlets we compete with when we could just as easily bring them into the classroom and engage the students through them. That being said, if we want our students to use the media outlets and embrace the wonderful World Wide Web, we must teach them how to best use these resources. We must help them leave a digital footprint worth representing and teach them to best understand what these information outlets bring to the table. After working through this unit, I feel even stronger that information, media, and internet literacy should be a primary focus of education. The world around our classroom is ever-changing and updating. Our teaching should be no different. I enjoyed Dr. Scott McLeod's post and connected with the message. The world is changing and our schools are failing to keep up. Although I do not have the answers yet, I am looking forward to finding them. Building on his article, the Discover Information Literacy video provided a great framework to begin teaching students how to become information literate. We must be models for our students on how to take advantage of the internet and the media. If we expect our students to embrace the technologies in order to learn, we must bring these technologies into the classroom. One of the many challenges that our students will face in becoming literate is understanding how to locate appropriate information. We must demonstrate for our students how to do so. Another challenge is going to be discerning valid from invalid, fact from opinion, and realistic from unrealistic information. This takes practice, and we must provide our students with the scenarios and opportunities to grow as literate learners. Practicing information and media literacy skills are excellent ways for teachers to teach across the curriculum and show students that these resources are not limited to one content area or one topic. After studying this unit, one goal I have is to better incorporate student choice and interest in the lessons I teach. This is one thing that I hope to learn more about through future research, and as I begin my first year teaching, I hope to gain a stronger understanding of how to balance between material that needs to be covered and student choice. I look forward to providing my students with opportunities to practice literacy techniques in topics of their choice and with matters that they feel are important.